More than 50% of IU's Office of Sustainability budget goes to pay 18 undergrad and graduate interns. Those interns, like Melissa Groilich, researched areas of sustainability, making suggestions and recommendations for improvement. Groilich worked on a campus recycling feasibility study that started with the idea that students should be able to take recyclables from their homes to a drop spot on campus. But that changed due to responses in a student survey that found the recycling capabilities already on campus aren't being used by most students. But Groilich says it's hard during the summer to get a project done.
It's kind of frustrating because you don't see like immediate results. And I've actually been working on my project since January. But the good thing about my project is I feel like I've met with so many people with the IU recycling program that I've kind of, gotten these ideas in their heads.
Groilich says when her internship ends this summer, it'll be up to the university officials to translate her ideas into IU policy. Sustainability Advisory Board co-chair Michael Hamburger says that's one of the challenges of sustainability at IU, which for the past few years has ranked near the bottom in the Big Ten rankings in the area.
It really involves distributed responsibility. The Office of Sustainability is really just one person right now, the Director of Sustainability, and he's not empowered to enforce any university actions. But frankly, there's a very rapid movement taking place on this campus and around the country that is energizing and supporting these activities, and they're being implemented by more and more parts of our institution. A lot of things are happening on their own. The Office of Sustainability is a way to provide centralized support.
Hamburger says most interns were partnered with the university departments involved in implementing sustainable plans in their particular area of emphasis. He says it's up to them now to carry that through, saying, though, that these initiatives could take time to come about.
One of the students last summer who worked on a local food project was disappointed at first to discover that you can't turn all of the food in all of the dining halls to local food, but she worked with the purchasing department to come up with a contract that would allow the halls of residence to purchase for the first time local apples and serve local apples in the dining halls. So these are incremental changes, maybe not so obvious to all visitors, but they're ones that are gradually moving us to a more sustainable campus.
Hamburger talked about other finished projects that have come out of the internships, including an electronic waste collection day and an online interactive bus and bicycle map. Future plans call for fewer interns, but for the sustainability office to add full-time staff. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.